Hi, everyone. Welcome to Health Essentials. I sound like JP right there, don't I? Good morning. It's good to be with you. I was reading, came across two articles, and I'm going to give you full disclosure. I do not know a lot about this substance, but I find it very intriguing. And so let me kind of create a scenario for you. If this doesn't personally, you know, apply to you or relate to you in any way, I bet you anything, there's somebody that you know that's just really suffering horribly. Have you ever heard of somebody having what's called neuropathy? Sometimes they'll use the word diabetic neuropathy. What happens is there's this deterioration of the nerves. They become inflamed. They don't work right. What do they call it? I'm trying to think of the term. ACEs, advanced, or AGEs, advanced glycation end products. That's when your blood sugar is chronically too high. The excess sugar becomes sticky and it starts gluing itself to your nerves, and so they don't fire right. They start shorting out. So the end result is, if you have diabetes, you might tell me, I've lost a sensation in my foot, or I've got numbness in my legs, tingling. I've got the super annoying burning sensation that just never goes away. It just drives me crazy. All night long, my attention and my sleep is constantly drawn to my legs and my feet. What can I do about that? Well, I think I'd be pretty motivated too, just like you. So if you know of a person that has a diabetic neuropathy, I came across this article and it sounds so promising. I am very open-minded. Now, let me tell you first, I did everything I could to look it up just very quickly. That's not called thorough research, but, you know, when you have a limited amount of time, when you come across something, you're going, okay, I've got to get this going pretty quick, so let me find out what I can. Okay, there is a substance. It's called palmitoethylthalamide. I'm so sorry, I totally butchered that. But you know what it's called for short? They just call it PEA, like you're going to go out to the garden and you're going to pick a pea, or shell peas. Okay. It's a substance that's naturally found in eggs. It's found in peanuts. Now, this is the part that I wanted to research. I just haven't done it yet. The human body makes it. God has designed your body to make this substance called PEA. From what I understand, it's made from an amino acid called L-phenylalanine. Very interesting. But what happens is, when you have inflammation and pain, there's something about PEA that it helps bind to the cells that are in the body, you know, the ones that are swollen and painful, and it helps reduce all that. I'm not really sure of the mechanism. Scientifically, when they do studies on this stuff, they try it against every type of pain known to man. And one of the reasons why they're trying PEA for pain is, number one, it's natural. It doesn't really have side effects. About the only side effect that I have seen that in some people, if they take it on an empty stomach, it may make them a little bit nauseous. But that's about the worst thing. It does not damage the liver. It doesn't damage or wreck your kidneys. It doesn't cause your joints to wear out prematurely. Now, we can't say that about Advil, ibuprofen, aspirin, and Tylenol, or meloxicam. You can just keep going. All those things destroy the body. They really do. It's not in your best interest to take drugs for the rest of your life. You're going to have a short life, and you're going to have a lot of problems. Anyway, so they use PEA to treat every type of pain they can think of. And so what I looked up was they've used it to successfully treat fibromyalgia. Okay, well, how do you like them apples? You could actually have much less pain, which means if you decrease the pain, that is your golden ticket to getting up and going outside and moving your body and stretching your joints and giving them some fresh oxygen and blood and nutrients. You got to move the body. They've shown it to be beneficial with osteoarthritis. I even read about multiple sclerosis. There was an article about using it to help autism. I don't know anything about that. I'd have to read it. So if somebody's got chronic pain inflammation, this might be something to consider if nothing else is working. I looked up how long does it take for the stuff to work. In one study, it said 4 to 6 weeks, but the results get better and better the longer that you take it. But the maximum benefit's about 3 months. The other thing I thought was interesting, they're using PEA for people that suffer from horrific depression. So, I mean, how many people in our society just suffer from horrific depression? I think it's a very significant number. I don't know, 10%, 15%? Maybe it may depend on where you live. Like, for example, if you live in New York City, it's probably 99% of the people are depressed. Maybe not. That's just a guess. But if you take a substance that has this unique ability to promote a sense of great well-being and you're more mentally alert and you have more brain energy, well, that would be a good thing. Okay. The title of the article, this is what it says right here. It was published in September 2022, and the journal's name is Inflammopharmacology. I'm sure you like it when I tell you all these things, right? Anyway, I'm sure you don't, but that's just kind of the way I'm wired. It helps me remember where I read the article in case I want to reference it again. Here's the title of the article. A randomized controlled trial assessing the safety and the efficacy of PEA for treating diabetic-related peripheral neuropathic pain. You need to remember this. I looked up on Amazon, and you can get a bottle of it for like $25 and the dose that they're talking about here. Anyway, I'll just kind of cut to the chase. So if your legs are driving you crazy and they're not responding and you've been given a diagnosis of neuropathy, what I'm after is how do we change the circumstances or create the right circumstances so your body can actually heal itself and get back in good repair? Okay? If you're hurting, that means you got inflammation. So are you listening to your body? Yes, you are. Okay. Here's a study right here. Australian researchers at the University of Queensland, they took 70 adult diabetics with neuropathic pain, and they divided them into two groups for 8 weeks. That's the equivalent of, what, 2 months, give or take? So one group, they got a placebo every day. If you don't know what a placebo is, that means there's nothing in the pill that could actively improve or heal the body. Nothing they could point to. Probably a sugar pill. And don't argue with me and tell me that sugar heals the body. Okay, while the other half of the subjects, they received 600 milligrams of PEA daily. You may want to remember that. It says the test subjects took a capsule containing 300 milligrams of PEA, or P, twice a day. Researchers, they got funding from a company, Gencore Pacific. It's a manufacturer of the supplements containing PEA. That's about all I know. But what I can't do on the radio is I can't show you the chart or the graph where they show you the pain score and comparing that to the group of people that took the PEA, but over 8 weeks. Dude, it's like a straight line angling downward, which means the longer that they took the 600 milligrams a day of PEA, radically improved the pain. You know what? If you're hurting and that pain's never going away, well, maybe you should start thinking, well, maybe my nerves are sick. Maybe they're just not as healthy. I need to come to terms with that. Maybe I've got too much inflammation. Well, if you're hurting and it's not going away, well, then probably the nerves are breaking down at a faster rate than the ability of your body to repair them. Okay, so it showed that over time, it got better and better. This is another point right here. They also, this is a side note, besides it greatly reducing the neuropathic pain of a neuropathy, they showed that the quality of the patient's or the experimental group's sleep was much better. I thought, well, isn't that interesting? So they're sleeping better, they're hurting less. They also did a questionnaire that showed that their mood had improved. They had a sunnier disposition. Of course, this is what every study says at the conclusion. Further studies on the mechanistic effectiveness of PEAs and adjunct medicine needs to be warranted. We need to figure it out. Okay, you with me on that? Okay. I looked up one more. I found this one. This one comes from 2010. But this is interesting also because they're looking at it from a different perspective. They're saying that PEA is a natural painkiller that doesn't have any side effects. It comes from... Well, I can't remember. Okay, where is this? Okay, that's right. It's a Spanish study. You know what the name of the journal is that they printed this? The title is A Natural Painkiller, PEA, with no side effects. It's published in the journal Dolor. So if somebody asks you, muchos dolor, that means do you have much pain? Anyway, but they're using a daily dose of 600 milligrams of PEA. It says it reduced pain by 70% after 21 days. Now, when I tell you the only two groups of people they measured were people that had chronic sciatica. Do you know what sciatica is? The largest nerve in the lower half of your body is the sciatic nerve. And when that nerve becomes so inflamed, your leg is going to hurt pretty bad. Probably your back and your hip too. But you're not going to be a happy person. You're going to be writhing in misery frequently throughout the day. So that's all they did was they looked at people that had severe carpal tunnel syndrome and unresolved sciatica. Okay? Well, in this journal, Dolor, comes from Spain, 600 milligrams of PEA reduced the subject's pain by 70% after 21 days. And I'm looking at the chart right here. It's really significant. The amount of patients that were in bad pain, and they compared 300 milligrams versus 600 milligrams of PEA. 600 milligrams absolutely worked the best. So, you tell me, is there anything that doesn't wreck your kidneys or your liver that can reduce pain by 70% in 3 weeks? And you're probably thinking, well, that doesn't sound very good. It said no noticeable side effects were observed. It doesn't cause drowsiness. It didn't cause a headache. They also showed that at the three-week mark, the pain kept going down. They were questioning, well, what would happen if we extended this out to like 3 months? They didn't do that, though. So that's just another study that comes from Journal of Pain Resolution 2015. That's where the Italians looked at this Spanish study. Okay. If you want to join me on the radio, there's a phone line officially open, 903-589-8507. Good morning and welcome to the program.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Excuse me, I'm doing well, thank you. Well, I don't know. I have to check with you about this. I'm not really sure because I believe it was last week someone was talking about I'm not sure, but you mentioned creatine kinase that it related to your heart.
Yes.
And on my blood work that I just got back, mine is really high, and the last time I had it checked a year ago, it was 101. This time it was 255.
Well, that means you've got significant damage to the heart muscle.
I got damage.
Yes.
Well, you know, the nurse practitioner didn't really mention him much about it.
I don't know what to, you know what, I'm at a loss every single day of the week. When people make the same comment, why didn't they tell me I had kidney failure? Why didn't they tell me I had, you know, heart damage? I don't know why they don't do that. But I think to be positive, if I can turn this around and try to be positive, I think what I was mentioning was you have all these enzymes in the body. They're called kinase enzymes, and you're mentioning one of them, creatine kinase. Every single one of these, they require magnesium for them to work right. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So what I'm doing is I'm giving you a clue on how you might help yourself. And so let me go backwards back to 1996. If I am not mistaken, the standard protocol for every individual that showed up the emergency room with high levels of creatine kinase and they were having some level of a heart attack, The doctors gave them an IV with magnesium. That was the standard protocol. That was one of the main protocols that were given, magnesium. So maybe we can learn something from that. So in order to, for your body to stay in good repair, certain enzymes require magnesium. So I would say yours is a situation that you want to prayerfully consider getting more magnesium in your body.
They did test my magnesium, phosphorus, you know, a couple of vitamins, D and B.
Well, what
my
were
magnesium,
the...
My magnesium says it should be 1.2 to 2.7. Mine was 1.8.
That means you're severely low.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yes, and what I'm you don't know what I'm thinking about, but I'm going to explain it to you. There was a study done in Japan, and all they did was they measured the number 2.3 and compared it with 2.4. So men that had serum magnesium levels at 2.4 or above, they lived on average 5 years longer without health problems compared to men that were 2.3. So when I read that, I started thinking about this differently, and I realized they gave you the range. And did you say yours was 1. What now?
8.
1.8. Okay. I forgot to write that down. Normally I take notes. That just kind of helps me process it. So at 1.8, I mean, please consider that you need, your body has a greater need for magnesium. If you don't have it, then those kinase enzymes, they can't keep your body in good repair.
I did hear you say, I believe last week, you like Easy Mag, and I ordered it like right away.
Yeah.
So I have the Easy Mag bisglycinate, whatever that says.
Well, I take six tablets. They're like dark green pills because they're completely 100% made from plants.
Yeah, that's what it is. Dark, black something. Yeah.
Okay, so...
So I have damage. Could that? I've had COVID like 3 or 4 times. Could that?
You've had what? 3 or 4 times?
COVID.
COVID.
Could that?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Cause my heart.
Absolutely, it could. I mean, COVID, that particular virus, it goes to the area where there's a weakness. And so, if you have a weakness, and I'm not trying to be negative, but women have so many more heart attacks than men do once they're past menopause. I'm not trying to guess if you're still in your fertility years or you're in menopause, but, you know, I might guess that you might be in menopause. So whenever you have low vitamin D, you think low magnesium. I don't know what your vitamin D levels are also. You mentioned that earlier.
It was 45.
So both of these can be improved greatly upon, but the magnesium, I say we run toward that, so... I'm going to try to give you a strong sales pitch, okay?
Okay.
Some of the things that desperately deplete your body of magnesium are soft drinks. So, if I could convince
uh-oh.
You never... What now?
I said, uh-oh.
Oh, no. You're thinking about somebody else, I know. But
goodness.
Soft drinks,
yeah,
literally...
I drink soft drinks.
Well,
but I drink diet.
That's the worst one of all.
That's even worse.
Yeah,
no, okay.
I'm not trying to jump you and to be hard on you, but I want to help you. So set your mind like Flint. If you need to, go to sparkling spring water or something like that.
I know.
Squeeze some fresh lemon into it or lime or something like that and see if that doesn't satisfy you. But you got to avoid refined salt, soft drinks, and refined sugar. If you can do that,
okay. You
can start getting back to a good place. Now, if you're going to use salt, you might as well just use Celtic or Celtic salt because that's rich
that's
in magnesium.
Oh,
good.
Right.
See there, look at you. You're making a good choice.
That's all I use. And a couple other things. The bun. I remember you saying a while back something about bun.
Yeah, that's the kidney.
My bun is 15, and then my bun creatine ratio is 20.
Well, that probably means that you're not really moving your body a whole lot. Or another way of saying it is there's a room to improve how much walking you do. Or have you thought about training for the Olympics this summer?
Well, I'm going to now. I got to get my heart back.
Well, I'm going to enter you in the 10,000 meter race. Do you think you can get ready in time?
I can try.
And the steeplechase. You have to jump up really high over a steeple.
Well, it could happen. I could.
That's right.
Women who started at my age, and, you know, I'll see pictures.
I know. And you know what? Those are so inspiring. Isn't it incredible what happens when a person sets their mind like Flint? Somebody left a Bible verse up here at the radio station. Of course, they're everywhere. But the Bible verse that I just read was, I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. Well, let me ask you a question. Can you give up Diet Cokes?
I guess so.
Can you start exercising?
Yes. Well, is there any way I can repair any damage?
Well, that's what we have to do, of course, yes. That's what God designed the body to do, is to get back in good repair. But you've got to do your part to help. And so, I know this is going to sound technical, so please forgive me, but usually most of the studies, what they do is they have the abbreviation capital V, capital O, and a number 2. They call it a VO2 max. It is the number one predictor of longevity in a human being. It basically means how efficiently can they keep getting oxygen into their cells where they can generate energy and make repairs with or keep your body. So VO2 max, yours has to improve. And you can do that by physically training your body. That's called exercise. And so if I were to convince you, did I just hear you say you love exercise?
Yes, I have joined a gym, but, excuse me, it seems like my kids are very needy, and I'm helping them, you know, live their best life by keeping their kids all the time. And then I get stressed, so I overeat. I don't exercise, so I need to really change some things, I guess.
Well, that is your ticket to helping your kids have a great life. You can watch their kids if you feel better, right?
Right.
I think we're going to have to find a way to fix you while the wheels of life are in motion, right?
Yes.
So start off.
One other.
Yeah, go ahead.
Just one last thing, and on my list, my and I guess this is from my fatty liver. excuse me. but I was excited because last year I had lost like 30 pounds, and
good job.
My ALT and AST. I had another nurse practitioner who thought, I mean, she was like doing tests for hepatitis. She thought because mine was high, but it came down from 86. The ALT came from 86 to 30.
Well, and look at you. See there, the body can repair itself. That means when those liver enzymes get lower, your body's healing a fatty liver and making it go away. Good.
And it was just from losing, you know, weight.
That's
and
right.
My AST was from 57 to 27.
Well,
so
good
that
job,
means I
kiddo.
I didn't have cirrhosis, right? It's not irreparable, so.
No, your body under the right. I didn't say it was easy. But your body can repair itself. And it sounds to me like you have a tremendous value for your life and your service to God and others and your grandkids and family.
Oh, yeah.
So you're a great woman.
Everybody needs me.
Everybody does need you. I mean, you're the matriarch of the family, right?
Yes. Yes, I am.
Well, I vote that we keep you going in the right direction. So the more, see, that's what your liver needs right now in your body. It needs more blood flow, more oxygen, more nutrition, and you can only get that by moving your body more.
Okay, well.
Write down a sheet of paper that you're going to exercise today and do it.
It's sort of depressing to see that I've damaged my heart.
Yes, I could probably focus on that, but I'm going to try to talk you into. We've got to focus on what's within your control. And what's within your control is if we look upon God as the source of all our strength, why don't you ask him to help heal your body, and you'll do your part by taking better care of yourself. You really can't afford to have heart failure. Do you want a heart transplant? No. Make up your mind right now. That's powerful. Your thoughts. Remember what David said? He said, when I consider your testimonies, I turn my feet toward your word. That's the idea of thinking. We're considering it. And that's what you should be doing right now. Consider which direction do I want to go? But if you get into the dumps too much over this, it's going to paralyze you from doing what you need to do. So I need you to start exercising every day. You've got to get much better blood flow and oxygen through your body, especially the heart. I'm going to tell you what I think. I think the heart's the easiest organ to heal.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I will get back on this journey and
good job.
Take care of myself. And you just reminded me of another verse of that King David said, "Oh, that I would give the Lord something that cost me nothing." So it's about sacrifice, and we are to be a living sacrifice. So.
And you know what? You're right about that. You're so right. This is going to cost you something. It's called effort. I don't really understand how somebody can be involved with God and not expend effort, because it takes effort to study the Bible, doesn't it?
It does.
And it takes effort to pray, doesn't it?
Yes, and to do what I need to do, because I know He created me for a purpose.
Absolutely, he did.
On purpose. So
part of your purpose is to glorify him.
Exactly.
Or
and if
to
I'm
worship
not here,
him.
I can't do that.
Well, and you know what? You're setting the greatest standard of all time. Women are very powerful in that capacity because they're constantly training and teaching their children or their grandchildren about what really matters in life. What values do we have? So if you're alive and you overcome this, just think of the message that you're teaching these grandchildren. What a great woman you are.
Yes, and I take that very seriously. I love them. I mean, words cannot express how much I love my grandkids. And everything you had said, every problem I had is related to something that you mentioned that I need help, that I'm, fall short of. So
I'm trying to be honest with you, but I know who created Diet Coke. His name is Satan.
Yes.
So
wow.
Throw him into the fire.
I guess it's my, I don't drink. I don't. It's just the thing, my guilty pleasure, I guess.
Well, and maybe it is, but just prayerfully consider that's the very thing that's causing you to have a fatty liver and causing your heart to weaken. It's destroying your heart. Every sip of it's pure poison for your heart.
Okay.
They did a study months ago showing that women that drink the most Diet Cokes, they have absolutely the highest level of Alzheimer's and dementia. Absolutely. Women that are pregnant that drink one Diet Coke a day, they give birth to the highest number of children that have autism. You can't make this stuff up. All this stuff should be outlawed. There's no reason why we should believe this lie that artificial sweetener is poison. I had a gentleman yesterday. I tried to convince him. I said, you will never become pain-free and heal your body as long as you're on those Diet Cokes.
I need to tell my daughter that she's expecting in 2 months.
She cannot. She absolutely cannot drink anything with artificial sugar. She's at high risk for having a child with autism. Listen, just look all these things up. You don't need. I mean, I'll mention it to you. I always want to tell the truth, but you can just Google. Is there any research or medical studies demonstrating that it damages the brain of a baby when a pregnant mama drinks a diet soft drink? So just look it up for yourself.
Well, now she's probably already done the damage.
We have to do just like you. What's done is done. We got to pick up, dust ourselves off, and redo it. Remember Nehemiah. What an amazing character in the Bible. He dusted himself off and said, "Yes, Lord," and he did in 52 days what hadn't been done in probably decades to rebuild the wall, because he set his mind like flint. And that's what I want God to give you the strength to do, is set your mind like flint that I can no longer do this. But yeah, it's your job as a matriarch to tell your daughter, "Sweetheart, you got to give up the diet soft drinks." And
yes,
then I think
there is forgiveness.
Of course there is. Of course there is. And there's a chance to rejuvenate and to heal and repair, and that's what I'd rather spend my energy doing. So probably need to give her some Spanish black radish, cod liver oil, She needs to be taking lots of cod liver oil right now with that baby.
I just gave her a bottle of standard, what is it that you recommend?
Process.
They were like twice as much as the others, but I said, nope, that's what Dr. Morgan.
Well, the thing of it is, they're the cleanest. They don't have mercury and toxins in them.
I just brought her, like 2 days ago, a bottle of that because her old cod fish oil were smelly.
That means they're rancid. I'm gonna ask you a ridiculous question. Have you ever been to the Trinity River before?
Trinity River.
Or driven over it? It is filthy, dirty, full of trash. It looks just. I wouldn't want to eat a fish out of that river to save my life. I mean, maybe I would if I was hungry enough. But wouldn't you rather eat a fish from a really clean lake or a stream?
Like
of course.
No. Okay.
And so the cod liver oil, it's night and day. One's really clean and clear and really nutrient-dense. The other one is not.
Well, and she is deficient in omega-3 fatty acids because, I don't know if you remember, but probably, let's see, when she was in fifth grade, and she is 29 now, her feet were bleeding and cracking and bleeding. The doctor gave her Cordate and all kind of nothing that, you know, helped.
Yeah.
So we were desperate. I called you and you said, give her fish oil. It cleared it all up. Her feet, it would stick to her.
You mean I did that 30 million years ago?
Forever ago. And I tell everybody. And so her body is probably on the deficient side.
She is.
You know, if it happened back then. And I just told her that. I said, remember, you've got to take your fish oil.
That's right. Just remind her what we did back in 1914.
It was. And, I mean, I was so excited. They gave her Cordate cream and Zyrtec. You know.
And she's 11 years old?
I'm not kidding. Yes. He said it was not, athlete's foot because she really hadn't hit puberty yet.
Well, it was a severe nutrient deficiency.
It was.
That's what happens when the body is lacking the very thing it needs. It can't heal. That's why I'm trying to talk you into magnesium.
It was. And everybody on the internet said, she needs water. She needs something, Boudreaux butt cream on there and her feet. I mean, it was something she needed from inside.
Well, that's fine if she puts butt cream on there, but I seriously doubt that's correcting the nutrient deficiencies.
I know, but Lord led us to you, and I appreciate
well,
your
good.
Helping.
Well,
always,
thank you very much. Thanks
grateful.
For your phone call.
Thank you, sir.
Have a good day. Bye-bye. All right. If you'd like to join me on the radio, there's a phone line officially open. It's 903-589-8507. I know that to y'all, I probably sound like a broken record because I say similar things all the time, but never underestimate what happens when you give the body what it needs so it can be in good repair. Good morning. Welcome to the program.
Hey, Dr. Morgan. Dad's 87 years old, and he has clogged arteries, and he says he will be darned if he's going to have any stents put in. So what is something that would be good for him other than eating right?
Other than eating right. I like the way you phrase it. We'll do everything except eat.
And that's him.
Okay, which arteries are clogged?
Well, he has some in his legs and in his heart, so.
Okay. Well, can I just try to make it sound simple?
Yes.
Okay, there is a substance that's called inositol hexaphosphate. For short, usually they call it IP6.
Okay.
Like Indiana, Pennsylvania, number 6, IP6.
Okay.
That is a B vitamin-like compound. I can tell you where they get it from. They've discovered, I think the Japanese scientists were the ones that are famous for uncovering this mystery. But IP6, it has this very unusual ability to help chelate and clean gunk from the arteries.
Okay.
But what has to happen, and I know I'm being difficult because I'm not playing along exactly the way you want me to, but your dad has got to move his body, even if he takes a supplement. If he doesn't force his body to
get vitamin D.
Yes. Well, you got to. Why don't we kill two or three birds with one stone? I think I've mentioned before that people that wear what are called zero-drop tennis shoes,
mm-hmm.
you ever heard those before?
Yes.
Okay. If they wear them every day for 6 months, their foot muscles are about 60% stronger. But my point that I'm angling toward is anything that increases the strength also increases blood flow and the growth of brand new arteries and brand new nerves and new veins. And so the other technique that always works is earthing or walking barefoot. Now, that's a hard sales pitch because there's a lot of people, they don't like walking barefoot. Does he go to church? I think he should walk down the aisle tomorrow morning barefoot.
Yeah, no, he won't.
Hey, I go to church with a guy that he's practically barefoot every Sunday, and I think it's so cool. Anyway, so that's one idea. I think magnesium is one of the most critical elements of all time if there's clogged arteries.
Yes.
And I'm going to try to make it sound super simple, but magnesium has so much to do with helping to saturate your bloodstream with more oxygen. I know that doesn't sound scientific, but when you have optimal magnesium, you're going to come closer to having optimal oxygen. I probably should just say that oxygen is probably the most essential element in all the universe. Exactly. Man, you sound like a very, very bright person. But
I have one more question for you.
Of course.
Okay, if you were to take 5 supplements, what would be the top 5? And I also want to know, why don't you advertise that every supplement that you suggest everyone take, if they come to your office, you could help them out and get it?
Because I'm not after toot. I don't toot my own horn. I just don't think that's just the way I was raised. You just don't
I know,
do that.
But I'm going to do it for you. If you go to Dr. Morgan's office, he can supply you with all of your herbs that you need.
I will tell you this, though. That's what my job and my purpose is here on Earth. I'm supposed to help figure out problems that people have with their health and fix them so they can be restored to their full measure of health. So the top 5, I'm going to say IP6 is number 1.
Okay.
I'm going to say a great form of magnesium would probably be number 2, and I don't know that I'm doing these in order. Number 3, I have to make that cod liver oil.
Yes.
And so cod liver oil, boy, that's another topic right there. The other one, and these last two are probably going to be a little bit strange, but just hear me out. What we're wanting to do is we want the body to mend and heal tissues, right?
Yes.
I'm probably going to say hawthorn, which is an herb, and then I'm going to say gotu kola.
What was the last one? How do you spell that?
It's 2 words. It's, you thought I said Coca-Cola, didn't you?
No, it's called, I don't drink pop.
I'm just gotu kola is spelled G-O-T-U, like I'm going to go to...
Mm-hmm.
And then cola is K-O-L-A.
Oh, okay.
So I would look at hawthorn. And now hawthorn, mm-hmm. oh, that stuff's amazing. So if he did these, and if I could talk him into eating meat and vegetables and giving him plenty of dessert and sugar, it's called raspberries or blueberries or strawberries.
Okay.
And then we could get him walking and moving. Then we could be in business.
Sounds good.
And so how do we know that your father's better? A lot of the annoying discomfort that he has in his legs and chest starts to go away. He has more energy. He feels more motivated. He wants to get out and do stuff. What is the funnest thing that your father does all day long or every week?
Well, unfortunately, we just had to put him in assisted living, and he hates it. And so he's just kind of depressed as well, so... You know,
okay, so
right now it's just getting him to get outside and do something, because he used to have a farm and he is always down in the pasture doing stuff.
I know what we should do with the assisted living. I want you to go to Atwoods, and they have these feed troughs that are about 40 gallons. You know, put water mm-hmm. in for a horse or a cow. You're going to fill it up with water. You're going to go to the lake. You're going to get all the plants from the lake and throw in there, and you're going to go to the store and for 11 cents each, you're going to buy a bunch of goldfish and you're going to toss in there. And he's mm-hmm. going to go out there every day. He's going to play with the goldfish and they're going to eat mosquito larvae and wiggle warts and everything. And he's going to have something to do. He's going to be an aqua gardener.
That sounds good. So we'll see if he will comply.
It's either that or we have to get him a a black ski mask and some rope with a hook on it so he can plan his escape over the wall.
I think you'd go for the option too.
Oh, I'm good at planning stuff like that. What we should do is wait till just after they change the guards.
Right.
Put a cinnamon roll on the table, and when they're distracted, then you can make a run for it.
Yeah. So, all right, Dr. Morgan. Well, okay. I appreciate your advice, and
yes,
I'll
ma'am.
Get up here and let someone else have a turn.
You betcha. Thanks for your phone call. Bye-bye.
All right, bye.
All right, there's a phone line officially open. It's 903-589-8507. I do believe that we all have to come to terms with that we need to have a sense of urgency. Once this life is over, you're done. There's just no other way. You got to do what you can, while you can, when you can, and that's right now. Good morning. Welcome to the program.
Hey, Dr. Morgan.
Good morning.
You were talking about the PEA. Can you get that in your diet?
Yes, it's found in eggs. It's found in peanut butter, but the human body makes it. But I guess what I'm proposing is, from reading those two studies to you, is I don't know that you can get enough. And so can I say it all in reverse?
Sure.
If a person's legs are just driving them crazy and they hurt all the time, that's probably an indication they're not getting enough in their diet and they're not making enough. So that's why I mentioned if you went to like Amazon.com or Vitacost, you could probably find PEA for sale. But the results are so good with no side effects. That's why I brought it up.
Right. Well, that sounds like a great thing to try. Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for your help. Bye-bye.
Uh-huh. Bye.
The number here is 903-589-8507. There's plenty of time. There's like 18 minutes left in the program. This program is Health Essentials. My name is Roy Morgan. And let's go back to the phone lines again. Good morning, and thank you for your phone call.
This program is Health Essentials.
All right, you're on the air.
Hey.
Good morning, sir. I think you're going to have to turn your radio off. That way you can listen to me on the phone.
I've got a kidney thing going on.
What do you mean?
It's going down to my private area, and it burns.
Does it burn when you urinate?
Well, it started a month and a half ago burning.
What exactly is burning?
My penis.
Okay. What makes you think that's a kidney thing?
Well, I've been taking a lot of antibiotics.
Say no more. Man, antibiotics are so famous for causing side effects of burning. It's entirely possible that could be the side effect of the antibiotic.
It was burning for a couple of weeks, and I just didn't bring it up to my wife or nothing. Okay. I thought, you know, it would go away eventually, but it didn't. And then I woke up throwing up real bad all day.
Do you have a kidney stone?
That's what I think it is, because my left kidney is irritated. I can feel it, and where it hooks up down to my
private
penis,
area.
I can feel that, and then when I pee, it doesn't burn while I'm peeing, but when I get through, it really burns.
Well, did you go to a doctor to get the antibiotics?
Yes.
Did they check you for a kidney stone?
Well, I'm scheduled for a CT scan to check for that Monday.
Oh, boy. Well, I hope you don't have a kidney stone stuck in there.
Yeah, it's driving me crazy and lots of pain.
Oh, man. Have you tried taking 2 tablespoons of Epsom salt and a glass of water and then drinking it to see if that'll pass?
No, I haven't.
Have you tried taking an herb called gravel root?
No.
Have you tried taking a capsule of magnesium every waking hour of the day to see if it'll pass?
No.
Okay. Have you tried a tablespoon of castor oil in a cup of water?
No.
Have you tried drinking rose hips tea all day long?
No.
Have you tried unsweetened cranberry juice to see if it gives you relief?
No.
Well, I just have given you seven different things you can try.
Oh, okay. So what was that first one? Epsom salt?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. 2 heaping tablespoons of Epsom salt. That's also just a fancy term for magnesium sulfate. It's hard. You got to stir it really good.
Right. Well, I'm willing to try anything.
Well, if this has been going on for a month and a half, there's something going on that needs attention.
Right.
I hope the CAT scan. I hope you're pain free before your CAT scan on Monday.
Okay.
Well, I know you're miserable. I hate that for you, but you're like a month and a half into this, and that doesn't make it easy. But do the best you can. But I've tried to tell you some things that you might do to help yourself.
Right, and you have helped me so much over the years. I am so grateful.
Well, you're sure welcome.
You're the only doctor I trust.
Well, hang in there, buddy. I'm rooting for you, and I hope today something gives or changes. So let's do that and see what happens.
I sure will, and I sure do thank you.
You're welcome. God bless you, too. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, there's a phone line open at 903-589-8589. 07. Good morning. Thank you so much for your phone call.
Good morning, Dr. Morgan. Going back, I think connected to, I believe it was the first call this morning, my wife deals with restless leg syndrome. What can I help her? How can I help her with that?
Well, one of the main issues is she's just not getting enough oxygen to her legs. And so the simple things that we can try, let me start over here. If you look at the research, women tend to be a little bit more prone to restless leg. And women have menstrual cycles, which means every 28 days they go through this normal reproductive hormonal cycle. And they lose some of the blood as a way of washing and cleaning out the uterus in preparation for having a baby, that sort of thing. Men don't lose blood, but women do. So if she's anemic, that could go a long way to explain this. Is your wife anemic at all?
Yes.
Okay, so is your wife willing to eat meat?
Oh, yes.
Like red meat?
We are meatitarians.
Meatitarians. Hey, you know what? You just coined a new term. Hi, my name's Roy. I'm a meatitarian. What's for supper? Okay, so the things that cause just terrible loss of, I mean, if she's taking aspirin every day, that's just going to backfire on her. That's going to cause her to leak out or bleed out. So I would say eating red meat's a good idea. If it were me with restless legs, I would be eating berries. That's going to be, I kind of include cherries in that category. But they contain all these things that help improve blood flow to the legs. So if I had restless legs, I would make sure that there's one mineral that I get just right. That would be iron and then magnesium.
Okay.
Does she, by chance, take magnesium supplements?
No.
Okay, that would be the first thing as a simple experiment. And I'm not trying to be discouraging, but one of the most recent studies I've read showed that if you're low in magnesium, it takes 40 weeks to get it back up to speed again or to refill your gas tank with magnesium. So I would start taking magnesium all day long every day and see if we can't get her back up to where she can actually sleep comfortably at night without her legs. Does she have Jimmy legs where they're constantly moving around? She keeps flipping and flopping and changing positions?
Yes.
How many times does she kick you each night? No, don't answer that question. So magnesium is going to be a big one. Another one is cod liver oil, but Those are the probably the two simplest things that I can tell you without going into a lot of crazy detail about other stuff. But I'd look at those two things right there.
Fantastic.
I mean,
thank you.
She could easily go to bed and you could rub castor oil on her legs. That may change it right there.
Okay.
All right. I hope that helps.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
You too. Thanks.
Thanks, buddy. Bye bye. That was my meatitarian listener. The number here at the station is 903-589-8507. Hey, I've met some meatitarians. I'm sorry. You know what I thought of? I shouldn't tell you what I'm thinking because it's probably going to lessen your opinion of me, but I thought of Archie Bunker. He would always call his son-in-law Meathead. I'm sorry. I just wasted your time there. Forgive me. Good morning. Welcome to the program. I'm very serious about taking care of you.
Dr. Morgan.
Yes, ma'am.
I had some blood work done, and my doctor told me that I was just full of inflammation, which really surprised me. But he began to ask me had I had any urinary tract infection or sinus or colds or COVID and all of that. And I haven't had any of that.
Well, he's doing his job. I mean, I like that.
Yes, he is.
I like the way that he's doing this. Keep going.
Well, he, because I'd had some blood work last month, I guess, this is when it showed up. And so he did more blood work that day and a urine sample, which, I'll get the results of next week.
Mm-hmm.
But in the meantime, you know, he mentioned the very things that I don't do. I don't do the sugar and so forth. But he did mention gluten.
Yeah.
And so...
I'm liking this doctor the more that you talk. Sounds like they really know what they're doing.
Yeah, he really goes deep. He said that maybe I did have a low-grade a kidney or, you know, UTI mm-hmm. that was just laying dormant. We had to get to the root of that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. And then he did the blood work and all. So since I saw him, I think it was Wednesday, I went to the store and got me some gluten-free bread, and I have switched over to that. I've been without my turmeric forte for a while. My doctor can't. I don't know if he can't get it or he doesn't order it soon enough for me. So I've got to get him to order it more often.
Or they're out of stock, one or the other.
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering. And then the other thing is I still do my cherries, and I have begun to do a smoothie with my cherries and protein powder and
This is the question
lettuce.
I have for you. What did your doctor say when the blood work came back? What did he point to exactly that says, aha, you are swimming in an ocean of inflammation? What did he point to? What made him say that?
He told me, and he told me the number, but I can't find it on my paperwork.
Oh, okay.
Do
you have your paperwork in front of you right now?
Yes, I do.
Well, there's a simple test called a CBC with a differential or a complete blood test. And probably about 9 spaces down, there's going to be one called RDW. Stands for red cell distribution width.
Okay, hold on.
When that starts to go above 11.5, that's a sign that there's inflammation in the body, or the body's not.
Well, I can't find it on my paperwork, but he said it was 29.
Well, I don't know what he meant was 29. Is he calling sedimentation rate 29? That'd be my guess.
I don't know how to ask those kind of questions.
No, and you know what? I'm so sorry. I can't expect you to know all that stuff.
The other blood work he did, I got a more detailed report. This one says it's a partial report.
Well, I really don't know what I don't know what that means unless I have a number to work with.
Okay. Well, anyway, he said my inflammation count was whatever that
29
shows it was 29. Yeah. Well,
my guess would be that's your sedimentation rate. And yes, okay. That is a very precise marker to determine if your body is inflamed. And what inflammation means is your cells and tissues and organs are breaking down faster than what they should. They're in disrepair. They're sick. So he's trying to help you.
Yes. Oh, yes. He is. But I'm calling you to ask you what else can I do to help myself.
Well, if you have a low-grade infection in your kidneys, it's kind of like smoldering. It's not like full-blown. It's not out of control, uh-huh. but it's still a problem. And it has to be resolved and taken care of. So, I mean, you're giving me theoretical things here, but without knowing the exact numbers to point toward, I don't know exactly what to tell you. I mean, stay off of grains. Just eat meat and vegetables only.
Okay.
If you need something sweet, that's called berries.
Yeah, I'll do that.
You could start taking some baking soda to try to help soothe your kidneys to see if that helps a bit.
Well, so, I do a half a teaspoon of baking soda and about a fourth of a glass of water every morning.
Good. Do you go for walks every day so you can kind of get your blood up and your oxygen moving?
I haven't been walking as faithfully, but I have. And I've been making myself get out in the sun.
That's good.
And walk in the sun because you speak very highly of doing that. So I'm getting that.
Well, what I really want to do is I want to put you outside and then lock the front door behind you where you have to stay outside. I'm joking about that. I wouldn't do that.
No, please. But now when you say stay off of grains, does that mean like oatmeal or?
Yes, ma'am. And I'm just giving you some ideas, but if your body can easily convert that into, you know, the other thing here, let me tell you what I was thinking about a while ago.
Okay.
Even if we can't figure out, of course, I'm limited. This is radio. It's not like I can look at your chart.
Right.
Do you know what hydrochloric acid is?
No. You talk about it, but
okay.
I don't really
your
think
stomach
I
do. Is supposed to efficiently produce such a great amount of acid that it can break down any virus, any bacteria, any fungus, any toxin in the food. It helps you digest your food, and usually the better your stomach produces and secretes acid, the better your health is.
Mm-hmm.
It's like one of the greatest ways of all time to help keep your body free from infection. So I'm a really, really big fan, because as a human being ages, and I don't mean this in a bad way, we just don't make the enzymes that we used to when we were young.
Right.
Do you remember when you were 16, you could win a hamburger eating contest, but now you wouldn't want to try it?
Right.
Because you just don't, you've lost your digestive capacity, but if you're trying to get rid of inflammation, improving that, that's one of the simplest ways I know of where you could actually transform your entire body, so you could talk to your doctor about that. Do you have any indigestion, constipation? Do you have a lot of gas?
Sometimes I do. I haven't here lately.
Are your fingernails a little bit weaker than what they should be?
Well, they seem to be strong, but they don't grow and they do break off.
Well, that
so
would be
I guess
one
the
clue.
Would be no.
No. Well, since you word it that way, well, just look up on your computer taking hydrochloric acid and see if you come up with something that's doable that you could do today. Because okay. I know that there's all sorts of health food stores open today where you go and get access to them. But anyway, I hope that helps. But unfortunately, we're completely out of time for this morning.
Okay, so I just go and ask for hydrochloric acid?
Hydrochloric.
Hydrochloric acid, okay.
Or sometimes it's called betaine, HCl. HCl okay. is an abbreviation for hydrochloric acid.
Oh, okay. That I can do.
Good. Well, thank you very much, ma'am.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Have a good day. Bye-bye.